Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Sunday morning. Another beautiful Sunday. Unfortunately, it's tax day, April 15th. Actually, you have until tomorrow, I think, to get your taxes in. But make sure you do. Otherwise, you could have somebody knocking at your door. We've got a good show ahead of us today. There's a couple things I want to take care of, but let's do business first. My sponsor this half hour, Brighton Ford. BrightonFord.com, you can go through and peruse every used and new car on their lot. 1-800-519-4155. Scott Spiller and Todd Spiller run Brighton Ford. Good guys. They run a tight dealership. And their service department is very, very good. I get all my service done there, and very happy and proud to have them as a sponsor. So 1-800-519-4155 if you want to take a look at new cars or used cars. They have a great selection of used cars as well. So check them out at BrightonFord.com. Now, you can email me this morning, Gary@TheDailyDrift.com, if you want to get your comments into me, or you can call in 734-822-1600. Lots to get through today, but I also want to bring to your attention the April 15th Tax Day Tea Party that you just heard Rattle With Us is putting on in Plymouth, and that's from 2 to 4 this morning, or this afternoon, and it'll have Senator Patrick Colbeck. Our own Theron X will be there, along with Matt Clark, who's emceeing. So that'll be a good turnout. I think you'll enjoy it. If you have time to get down there for an hour or so, show up, show your support, and get to meet some of the staff here from the radio station. So good people, and you'll enjoy, maybe even join the group. So get down there, 2 to 4. That's in Plymouth at Kellogg Park. So Google it up. You can find it all over the place. Great, great event to get to today. I wanted to start with something local. And it's about the Jackson Road reduction. If you hadn't heard, AnnArbor.com had a nice article. And earlier in the week, they had said they wanted to reduce Jackson Road from 4 lanes to 3 lanes and put in a bike path. Now, once again, we're looking at, you know, the City Council of Ann Arbor, 8-2, passed this resolution to have MDOT change this. And I wanted to get a gentleman on today, but I wasn't able to get hold of him in time. But Mark Sweeney, manager of MDOT's Brighton Transportation Service Center, reports that he's received dozens of calls in opposition to this since the Ann Arbor City Council endorsed it. This kind of reminds me of that bike path that you've seen go up at Geddes Road across US 23 there. To this day, I don't think I've seen a bike crossing that beautiful little bridge they put on there. I mean, Geddes Road was not the greatest intersection to begin with, and even with turn roundabouts that they have now, it's still a little slow. Why didn't they widen it instead of putting a bike path across? That's just a total waste of money. I know the federal government paid for it, but still, that's money could have been used elsewhere. But again, it shows that the people we seem to be electing think they know better than the rest of us. Now, Mayor Hefty, I'm probably slaughtering his name, Hefty, said he's had positive response from people, though he's had a small turnout. Most of that was 5 to 6 people, according to him in the article. There was a man by the name of Carl, and I'm going to slaughter this name as well, Carl Kuyumijin, is an Ann Arbor resident and business owner here in town, and he said nobody in his neighborhood knew about it. And he uses that road every day to go to work. And so he sent out emails letting people know. And AnnArbor.com even has a survey. And the survey is 63% of the people not wanting it, with only 30% of the people in favor of it. And yet the city council is 8-2 for it. Again, I think it's that liberal attitude that we know better than you. And we're going to do what we want to do no matter what. So Hefty's saying, the city's not going to change their mind. They want it. And let's hope that MDOT will find a way to maybe not do it. I mean, I'm all for bikes. Don't get me wrong. I like biking. I bike a little bit. But I think the point is they're using this agenda. What was it, Agenda 21, Derek, they talk about all the time? Yeah, Agenda 21. Sustainable roads, sustainable cities, sustainable this and that. You know, if it reaches a point where gas is $10 a gallon, nobody's going to be driving anyway. So you can go ahead and use the roads that are already there for cars because there probably won't be a lot of cars on them. So why do we really need to adapt our roads now for bike usage? Again, it's just pure nonsense. It's just green, sustainable. You know, I'm all for having clean energy and coming up with new types of things, but do it in a sensible manner. Stop pushing this nonsense on us. So I just want to start with that because it drives me crazy. I tried to get hold of Carl. Carl, I'd love to have you on the show if you're listening. Call in or I'll have you on a future show if you want because, again, I think that's a perfect – because that's not just here in Ann Arbor. That's across the board. That's what we're seeing in Washington. That's often what we see in Lansing. Even with our GOP majorities, we're still seeing some nonsense where they're not doing what they should be doing. But I wanted to move to another really big story this week. You know, that's what's nice about this show. There's never a lack of things to talk about, is there, Derek? It's crazy. I guess the toughest part for me is picking what nonsense to talk about on any particular day. The Secret Service agents, you know, Secret Service is like the preeminent force in Washington, in our federal government. They're the best of the best, the creme de la creme. And yet, under the Obama administration, we have our first, that I know of anyways, if there's something, if you know of a previous problem or scandal with the Secret Service, let me know. But this is the first I've ever heard of in my 47 years. And 11 agents have been sent back from Colombia. They went ahead of the president to Colombia to, I guess, set up security and got busted for dilly-dallying, shall we say, with prostitutes. To kind of bring you up to speed, I'm going to play this track and get you up to speed on. Let's go with track one, Derek.
But here's what we do know. A dozen members of the detail here assigned to provide for the president's security were sent home Thursday. Another five members of the military were confined to their quarters, and their quarters are in this hotel, I understand, where the press is staying, after an incident involving one or more prostitutes. Press Secretary Jay Carney was asked about this just a moment ago. Here's a bit of what he had to say, and I'll warn you, it didn't cast much light on the situation.
Well, this is a matter that's being looked into in an appropriate manner by the Secret Service itself. It would not be appropriate for the president to characterize something that's being looked into by the Secret Service at this time.
Okay, so there's the spin master himself, Jay Carney, trying to get out of this one. Yes, it's a total embarrassment, not just for the Obama administration, but for the United States in general. If we were France and that happened, it'd be no biggie because in France they'd dilly-dally all the time. That's kind of a European thing. But, you know, here we're supposed to be a little more ethical, I guess. But unfortunately, this lack of ethics now has expanded itself even to our Obama administration's and the Secret Service that he uses. I think, and I'm not sure what the process is, but I'm sure he gets to pretty much pick and say who his people are. But obviously, once again, maybe not picking the right people. I'm not sure. 734-822-1600. If you have a comment on this, I'd love to hear from you. But Carney went on to say that this really isn't a distraction for the president. It's simply a distraction for the press, which, of course, he would say. But if there are all kinds of video on the internet, and once again, you can see Jay Carney at his best trying to spin his way out of this. Frankly, I'm not surprised, disgusted. Well, I've been disgusted with the Obama administration as I've ever been, so this doesn't really surprise me at all. But they're also saying now it's spread to some military members as well. So going to be some big fallout over this one, that's for sure. So keep your eye out on that. Again, here at home this week, we had our infamous Senator Debbie Stabenow, who is up for re-election. And Debbie is, well, she was talking at a press conference. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and discuss our least favorite senator. Not that I like either one of them, but we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with Wham Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The yellow pages, that's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television, nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio is background noise, same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with Wham Talk 1600. You can't turn off Wham Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening around the clock. People listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on Wham Talk 1600.
This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, come to the big sale at the Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea for up to $50 off all stock boots. Take up to $50 off all handmade Lucchese boots, all Tony Lama and Nocona boots, and all Justin boots. Also, take up to $50 off all work boots and motorcycle boots at the Mule Skinner. The Mule is also offering up to $50 off all exotic boots in stock. Choose from ostrich, elephant, lizard, and crocodile. And don't forget the traditional standard, boots with Western style made from bull hide, calfskin, and goat. Women's boots, too. So for the finest in traditional Western boots, hats, belts, leather, Western accessories, holsters, and concealment vests, come to beautiful downtown Chelsea to the Mule Skinner Boot Shop. And this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, take up to $50 off all boots in stock, including exotics. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, up to $50 off all boots in stock. That's the Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea, right next door to the Common Grill. Western hospitality to you, Mule Skinner style.
I'm Mary Beth Schmidt from the Rattle With Us Tea Party in Plymouth. Our team cordially invites you to join us for a Tax Day Tea Party on Sunday, April 15th from 2 to 4 p.m. The rally will be in Kellogg Park in beautiful downtown Plymouth. Confirmed speakers are local author James Arkina, Senator Patrick Colbeck, Reverend Levon Yule of Joshua's Trail, and Wham's very own Theron X. We're honored to have Matt Clark of the Clark Cast as our MC. For more details, visit rattlewithus.com. Rattle With Us Tea Party.
Our venom is our vote.
Hello, Ann Arbor. This is Bill Bennett. Join me live weekday mornings from 6 to 9 here at Wham! Talk 1600.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America.
I'm teamed up with the latest Fox News and Wham!'s Dan Martin.
Cultural, political, and education issues that matter to you.
We open up a dialogue with listeners from coast to coast every morning.
Morning in America. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Wham! Talk 1600.
Start your day right. Join us on Wham!
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
This is the Clark Cast. with Matt Clark.
In 2019, we will be paying more in the interest, not the debt itself. Yeah, that's a different number. The interest on our debt will exceed our defense budget. The interest alone, yes, I'm saying this again because I'm hoping it's resonating with you. The interest alone on our debt will exceed our defense budget.
The Clarkcast, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Wham!
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
How's that cook?
How do you change the ringtone?
How much does this cost?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life, except... Any questions?
No.
At the doctor's office, ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects? Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, good morning, and thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning, tax day, April 15th. Get your taxes in, folks. You got till tomorrow. They gave you the break because it fell on Sunday this year. Before the break, we were talking about Debbie Stabenow. Debbie, spend it now. I might have to try and have you pull that commercial up again, Derek, just because it makes me laugh. Dig it up. Maybe later in the show we'll play it. Debbie Spend It Now showed up at the Midland Area Chamber of Commerce for an issue and answer event, and she told the crowd that she knows small business because of her background as the daughter of a car dealership owner. Yeah, that's some pretty good experience, I would assume. She emphasized a commitment to manufacturing, saying she supports lower taxes, tax rates on those in a select industry. Well, right there tells you, Debbie wants to pick and choose. You know what? Let the market pick and choose. I don't trust you, Debbie. You don't have any background other than being the daughter of a used car salesman or new car salesman. That's not a whole lot of experience that I really want you to be making decision what industries are good and what are bad. So you keep out of the selection and let the market handle that. And she tried to play herself off as a streamliner of government, really. She emphasized that she was involved in one of the first major pieces of bipartisan work in this current Congress when she helped repeal the expanded 1099 requirements, which added 2,000% to the amount of paperwork done by small businesses. That's the one that made you have to fill out paperwork for anyone or any business that you spent $600 with. Very nice. She didn't want to tell you that she's the one to put that into place by voting for Obamacare. That was part of Obamacare. Thank you very much. 2,000 pages of gobbledygook that she didn't even read, voted for, and now she has to work hard to repeal her own handiwork. You know, this woman is not the person that should be our senator. There's just no way. Do not vote, please. I'm just begging you. Don't vote for Debbie Stabenow. She also emphasized the importance of farming. Really. She said one out of every four jobs in Michigan are in agriculture. Well, again, not knowing what she's talking about. Is she the niece of some granduncle's farm? I don't know. According to James Homan for Mackinac Center for Public Policy, only one out of every 64 jobs in Michigan is related to agriculture. And that includes forestry, fishing, and other farm equipment stuff. So the woman has no idea what she's talking about. Her staff, obviously, who give her this information, have no idea what they're talking about. And yet we continue to reelect this woman to an important position such as U.S. Senator for the state of Michigan. You're not representing me, Deb. Sorry. She needs to go away. Make sure you work hard. Don't just vote this year. Don't just register to vote. Talk to your neighbors. Let them know this kind of stuff. You can find this at the Daily Drift. You know, go to CourantOnline.com, CourantOnline.com. Stop in every day. Click on the Daily Drift and see what information I put up. I put this stuff up there every day for you. I spend a lot of time doing this, Derek. People need to go to the Daily Drift and catch it. I'm glad you come in and talk and listen to the show. Call me, 734-822-1600. Let me know how you feel about Debbie. If you think she's great, call me. Try and persuade me the other way. But you know what? The evidence supports that she's not a good senator and we need to get rid of her. But I listen. I'm a good listener. Call me. So she also said one question from the crowd was concerning the EPA and the overregulation that they're attempting. And, of course, she spinned it by saying, well, she pushes the EPA from behind the scenes. Really? What direction are you pushing them, Deb? You pushing for more regulation? You're certainly not pushing for less regulation. If you are, you're not very good and they don't listen to you. Another questioner in the audience asked, why has the democratically controlled Senate not passed a budget in well over 1,000 days? I think it's like 1,100 now, actually. So it's going to be 1,200 here pretty quick. No, she's not doing her job. When she votes along party lines with Obama, she's just following his agenda. So if you're voting no for Obama this year, make sure you vote no for Debbie Stabenow as well. Go for one of our Republican campaigners, Pete Hoekstra, or one of the other guys. Whoever gets it, I will support the nomination in August, I think, is our primary. But she also did say that she's for lowering the corporate tax rate. Well, if that's the case, why don't you sponsor it instead of waiting to go along? I'd like to see you do something, Deb. Deb Stabenow. Did you manage to pull that up? Let's play that just for grins because I enjoy the heck out of Debbie Spend It Now.
Thank you, Michigan Senator Debbie Spend It Now. Debbie spends so much American money. You borrow more and more from us. Your economy get very weak. Ours get very good. We take your jobs. Thank you, Debbie Spend It Now.
I think this race for U.S. Senate is between Debbie Spend It Now and Pete Spend It Not. I'm Pete Spend It Not Hoekstra, and I approve this message.
Okay, there's one for Pete. I know I'm probably not supposed to be playing it, but it's just so funny. I love it, and it's to the point. You know what I mean? I'm going to play this all year long. I just love that commercial. It gets funnier every single time. Okay, so anyways, just remember when it comes to Debbie Stabenow, she's the one that voted for Obamacare, and she's trying to undo her work by getting rid of the stuff that she put into place one piece at a time. Thank you very much for that. We're going to move on now to our great leader, President Obama, was pushing the Buffett rule again this month. Now, if you haven't heard enough about Mr. Warren Buffett, the great magnanimous Warren Buffett, who always seems to push Obama into doing some kind of legislation, and he then seems to, shall we say, profit from it. You want to talk about a robber baron. Don't think about the Rockefellers and the guys back in the 1900s. Think about Warren Buffett today, George Soros today. These guys are having Obama put legislation, and don't think it's not happening. It is. These guys are getting all kinds of perks. You want to talk about the 1%? Those are the guys. The 1% is the people that Obama backs. All you people that are protesting the 1%ers, that's your buddy Obama helping them. That's not the Republicans. Do you remember that Wall Street financed more for the Obama campaign last time around? Don't blame it on the GOP, ladies and gentlemen. This is all about Obama. But anyways, we have track two, and this is Mr. Obama, who's talking about paying your fair share. Let's hear that one, Derek. Track two.
One of the fundamental challenges of our time is building an economy where everyone gets a fair shot, everybody does their fair share, and everybody plays by the same set of rules. And as many Americans rush to file their taxes this weekend, it's worth pointing out that we've got a tax system that doesn't always uphold the principle of everybody doing their part. Now, this is not just about fairness. This is also about growth. It's about being able to make the investments we need to strengthen our economy and create jobs. And it's about whether we as a country are willing to pay for those investments.
Okay, he went on in this speech this week to quote Reagan, and they took snippets out. The Democratic CNN and MSNBC, whatever, LGB, whatever it is that Theron calls them, were all over this. Oh, Reagan was a big tax guy, too. Tax. And that's utter nonsense. Mr. Obama put his taxes out this week. He paid 20% in taxes. I think I pay 27% And I don't make anywhere near the $789,000 that the president and first lady said they made this year. Nice chunk of change. I don't know how much of that was the presidential salary, but, you know, what's not right is the loopholes. So you can go ahead and put your Buffett rule into place, but it's not going to help stop those people like Warren Buffett who don't have income tax paid in the same way, because it's not income. It's interest income, which is investment income. All the talk about Romney only paying 15% because he doesn't go out and work a job and get a paycheck anymore. He lives on his investment income. And that's from the money that he saved up or inherited, that his father earned and then left to him, that it was also paid interest or taxes were paid on. When you want to raise the taxes on investment income, you're double taxing us again because we've already earned it. We put it in the bank. We saved it. That's what we're supposed to do. And yet you want to punish us for saving. You want to punish us for making good money off investments. You know, when we save money, it goes into a bank. And whether we invest it ourselves as a rich person and open up a factory, which provides jobs for people, or whether we put it into the bank and then the bank loans it to somebody, there's nothing wrong with saving and having investment income. That's the whole idea. That's what you work toward. This is the whole idea of America. You save your money so that that money starts to work for you. At what point did that change? At what point do we start punishing people because they've been successful? It's crazy. It's utter nonsense. We need to stop it. All right, after the break, we will continue with our Buffett rule discussion. Don't be afraid to call in 734-822-1600.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. A killer tornado touches down overnight in and around Woodward, Oklahoma. 5 deaths reported.
We're hearing reports that lightning had taken out the alarm system before the tornado got there, so they didn't have any audible warning of the tornado coming, and that's where we're now hearing reports of 5 fatalities and a big chunk of that town that's been destroyed.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth monitoring the severe weather across the Midwest from the town of Thurman, Oklahoma, where this man is counting his blessings.
No major injuries, which is the greatest thing. We can rebuild the houses. We can rebuild the town. We can't rebuild those lives.
Still a slight risk of storms today in parts of the South, Missouri, and Wisconsin. The Taliban claiming responsibility for coordinated attacks on Afghan, Western, and NATO targets in Kabul, including the Afghan Parliament building. No word on any casualties. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The annual Jerry Lash Bootleggers Bash presented by RSL Medical Marketing is coming up on Saturday, April 21st. There's still time to sign up for a roaring good time and make a difference in the fight against ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Make your reservation online by visiting alsofmichigan.org or by calling 800-882-5764, extension 225. The Plymouth Elks Lodge number 1780 in Plymouth has Jazz at the Elks in a beautiful club setting on the last Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. There's a $10 donation at the door, which includes hors d'oeuvres. Proceeds from these events are used by the Plymouth Elks Lodge number 1780 to support special needs and disadvantaged children and veterans, especially those who are in the veterans' hospitals and homeless. The next event will be on Tuesday, April 24th. For more information, call 734-453-1780. 1780 or email PlymouthElk1780@yahoo.com. The Ypsilanti Community Choir Spring Concert, an evening of American music, will take place Thursday, May 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This event is free. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is located at 201 North River Street in Ypsilanti. To learn more, call 734-481-9285. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Morning in America.
What is goodwill? An attitude of benevolence or kindness, friendly disposition towards somebody or something, wanting to get to the truth of things. Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Goodwill, let it guide you through your day. Morning in America, has it dawned on you?
A perfect addition to your morning. That's Morning in America, 6 a.m. to 9, right here on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning, tax day. Did you get tired of listening to me say tax? Did you pay your taxes yet? I did. We're talking about Obama trying to tell people to pay their fair share. Well, if people pay their fair share, shouldn't that mean everybody should be paying at least something? It's amazing that, 49? Did I just say that? 49% don't pay taxes in this country. How are they paying their fair share? I've worked a lot in my life, and there's been a few years I've been poverty level range, and yet I still paid taxes, federal and state, on some very minor amounts of money. And so I find it hard to believe that 49% of this population is not paying taxes. Who are those people? I mean, how do you not pay any tax? I mean, even if you're poor, you make something. I mean, you're supposed to file every year. How do you not pay? I want to know how those people don't pay taxes. That's astounding to me. But again, they're promoting the Buffett rule. And the Buffett rule will put a tax on anyone making more than $1 million. Well, let's take a look at $1 million. At this point, $1 million isn't what it used to be, folks. If you're making $1 million, you're probably a small businessman and you have bills up the yahoo. So $1 million doesn't go very far. We have Ken from Livonia. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fantastic this morning, watching the rain come down.
Yeah, nice rainy day, isn't it?
Oh, great. It's great for my grass seed that I had put down.
That's what I got to do still. Don't remind me.
I just wanted to comment that, once again, when we look at this whole Buffett rule, it just shows us the complete ignorance, and I blame the public schools on this one, the complete ignorance of the Democrats. I want rich people to keep their money. Rich people keep their money. They create jobs because they want to create more money. They go out and start their own businesses, you know, that kind of thing. So let them keep their money. A poor person has never opened a business. Poor person has never created a job. I know a lot of rich people, and they're sitting on their money because right now they don't want to open a business and let Obama and the Democrats take all their profits.
Well, that's exactly right. It's the insecurity. It's the not knowing what Obama will do. It's the insecurity of not knowing what tax is coming next. I mean, it's one thing to tax high, but when you don't know what it's going to be, when you don't know what regulations are coming down the pipe, that's what makes it insecure for people who have money sitting out there in a bank account, in a CD, in a treasury bond. They don't want to invest it because they're scared. Can you hit it right on the head? It's a risk. And when you have high risk, you don't spend. It's that simple.
Well, the one thing that's unfortunate, now every time President Obama opens his mouth, he's not speaking to you and me because he knows we know what's going on. He's speaking to the dumbest denominator in this country, the most ignorant. And there again, I blame this on the media and what they don't teach and what they do, and the public schools. That's who the president speaks to. You know, this whole class warfare is absolutely ridiculous. It makes no sense. What are we going to have, a French Revolution here in America? Is that what Obama wants?
Well, that's what he'd like to
see. That's exactly what he wants.
Yeah, that's exactly what he'd like to see. The divider-in-chief, this is what he does. He plays off classes of people against one another. He plays off man against woman with the war on women. He's playing Hispanics against the whites. And it's just utter nonsense. This is what this guy does. He capitalizes. He's taken a page right out of his probably favorite book, is that Saul Alinsky book, just sitting on his bedside. You know, the man is just atrocious, and how anybody can vote for this guy is beyond me.
Well, the one thing that amazes me about the president, and you can see this all the time if you're watching, is how much of a chameleon he is. Now, when he filled out the U.S. Census form, he put down he was black. When he started his political campaign organization, African Americans for Obama, I'm black. When it was St. Patrick's Day and he wanted to get the support of the Irish Catholics, he had to go into the local pub and drink a Guinness. Hey, guys, I'm Irish. I'm white. You know, when, like I said, now it's election time again. Hey, guys, I'm black. I sat in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years, and I kept hearing him crucify the white people, saying how bad they were. So it's just with everything, economics, the guy's just a complete chameleon. And they're, again, speaking to the most uneducated among us.
Yeah. Well, you hit it right on the head, Ken. That's exactly right. This man is a campaigner-in-chief. That's what he's been doing since he was elected. And it's all he's done. I mean, his signature piece of legislation, Obamacare, is hopefully about to be ruled unconstitutional, and he's got nothing left to stand on. So he's going to campaign this year on division, looking for everything he can to get done. Well, thanks for your call, Ken. Are you going to the Tea Party rally down in Plymouth today?
No, I won't.
Well,
I
hopefully
won't be there.
Okay, I'm going to try and get there myself. I don't know if I can or not either. But thanks again for your call. Appreciate it.
Take care.
So Ken's right, because this is what the Democrats do. They try to divide. They try to twist. They try to spin. We have a track from our other senator, Carl Levin. I think that's track three, Derek, speaking again about taxes and paying your fair share.
Every president that I've served with, starting with Reagan, that has done significant deficit reduction, and Reagan did it three times, had significant revenues. Reagan was about 45% revenues and about 55% spending cuts.
Okay, here's our other do-nothing senator, Carl Levin. The man can't even get a haircut right. I don't know what those long wisps of hair hanging halfway on all the way across his head are. But, you know, if you can't get a decent haircut, I don't trust you to be running anything for me in government. You know, it's crazy. I've got that video link on the website. Go to currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com, and click on some of the links I have there. But once again, he's saying Mr. Reagan, President Reagan, was a tax guy and that it takes revenue to do deficits. Now, I want you to go to the Current Online homepage, and I have a video there that explains what happens when you soak the rich, when you eat the rich. Even if you take every dime they make and every dime they have, all you can do, if you take every dime out of American society, all the rich people's money, you get enough to pay for 1 year of the U.S. government. 1 year. What do you do the following year when there's nothing left? There's nothing left to invest. There's no money left to pay your employees. When the money's gone and nobody has a place to live, who are you going to sell it to anyways? Chinese? Thank you, Ram Dai. Me like thee. That's crazy. You can't keep doing this. It's got nothing to do with the amount of money we're bringing in. It's got everything to do with how much we're spending. You got to stop. Now, there's been talk of Reagan. I want to set the record straight on that. We have a little snippet here from Ronald Reagan's 1985 address. Let's go to track four, Derek.
In 1981, our critics charged that letting you keep more of your earnings would trigger an inflationary explosion, send interest rates soaring, and destroy our economy. Well, we cut your tax rates anyway, by nearly 25%. And what that helped trigger was falling inflation, falling interest rates, and the strongest economic expansion in 30 years. Over the course of this century, our tax system has been modified dozens of times and in hundreds of ways. Yet most of those changes didn't improve the system. They made it more like Washington itself, complicated, unfair, cluttered with gobbledygook and loopholes designed for those with the power and influence to hire high-priced legal and tax advisors. But there's more to it than that. Some years ago, an historian, I believe, said that every time in the past when a government began taxing above a certain level of the people's earnings, trust in government began to erode. He said it would begin with efforts to avoid paying the full tax. This would become outright cheating, and eventually a distrust and contempt of government itself until there would be a breakdown in law and order.
Distrust and contempt for government. Do you think you have that in today's United States of America? I'd say so. You know, I'm fond of a form of business. I'm trying to remember what it was called. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. The simpler something is, the easier it will be to use, to abide by the rules. Our tax system is broken, has been for decades. You need to go to a flat tax. You need to go to a consumption tax. You need to do something. The loopholes are what's keeping people from paying their fair share. General Electric pays 0% corporate income tax because of the loopholes, and they get rewarded for it. Jeffrey Immelt, CEO of GE, gets rewarded for it by becoming Obama's job czar, whatever council it is he sits on, the jobs council. That's the kind of guy that you want to reward. He's not paying his fair share, Mr. O. If you can't pay your fair share, why are you sitting on the president's advisory board? We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll hear a little bit more from Grand Old Party's President Reagan, a man that I admire very much. See you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. as we observe the centenary of the Titanic disaster with renowned historian John Maxton Graham and his latest book, Titanic Tragedy, A New Look at the Lost Liner. Called the poet laureate of the steamship age, John Maxton Graham weaves the whole story of the great liner, from its conception and construction, its ultra-luxurious appointments, and of the role played by the new technology, Marconi's telegraphy. We'll see what was done right in Titanic's construction, as well as the myriad little things that together led to catastrophe. We'll meet not only passengers and crew, but the builders, from Thomas Andrews to the riveters atop the huge gantry. And there's a ghost. So, dress in your best, pack the old steamer trunk, grab top hat or parasol, and don't forget your starch collars and Victorian pins, and join me on the promenade deck with John Maxton Graham this Sunday at 5 on Wham!
Every pet comes with a unique set of hopes and dreams.
Will he chase balls?
Will she be friendly?
Will he catch frisbees?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with early and regular visits to your veterinarian for vaccinations and disease protection. Regular exams help diagnose, treat, and prevent serious health problems.
Will he love long walks?
Will they be healthy? See that your new pet grows up healthy and happy. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Hi,
I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to life. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown with a message from Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. In Girl Scouts, girls experience friendships and opportunities that will make a lasting difference in their lives. Girls in our area are waiting for a Girl Scout leader right now. You can be that leader. We can help you fit Girl Scouting into your schedule. Call 1-800-49-SCOUT today to find out how you can help. That's 1-800-497-2688. Or come visit us on the web at www.gshom.org.
Dennis Miller here, inviting you to join me every weeknight from 9 to 11 right here on Wham! Talk 1600. I'll tell you what I think about today's events, take some phone calls, and feature some of the best guests you're ever going to hear on any radio show. We light the candle 9 p.m. every weeknight following Michael Savage on Wham! Talk 1600.
The Dennis Miller Show.
Heard right here in Southeast Michigan on Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you again for catching my drift. I forgot to do our sponsor of this half hour is the Courant newspaper, C-O-U-R-A-N-T newspaper, not the other one. CourantOnline.com, CourantOnline.com has all the information you need to get advertising in the Courant. Or you can call my good friend Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. Courant now delivers to 30,000 homes, growing again, and drops off another 5,000. So for your print budget, it's the way to advertise, really is. Better than any other monthly mailer out there for size and scope and the size of the ads you get. So definitely do it. We've grown five times our size in the last 5 years, so grow your business like we do ours and advertise with the Courant. Or if you want to advertise on this show, you can call me or email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. Call us, 734-822-1600. I'd like to hear your opinions on the Buffett Rule or any of the things that we've discussed. We have another clip here from Ronald Reagan, the great Ronald Reagan. And let's go with track five, Derek, because what we're trying to do is clarify some of the misstatements from the left on Reagan.
We're going to close the unproductive tax loopholes that have allowed some of the truly wealthy to avoid paying their fair share. In theory, some of those loopholes were understandable, but in practice, they sometimes made it possible for millionaires to pay nothing, while a bus driver was paying 10% of his salary, and that's crazy. It's time we stopped it. What we're trying to move against is institutionalized unfairness. We want to see that everyone pays their fair share, and no one gets a free ride. Our reasons? It's good for society when we all know that no one is manipulating the system to their advantage because they're rich and powerful. But it's also good for society when everyone pays something, that everyone makes a contribution. After all, we're all citizens, equal in the eyes of the law and equal in the eyes of God.
Okay, so there you go. Everyone's not paying their fair share. 49% of us aren't paying anything. I mean, you should at least be paying a dollar, right? $2? $5? You know, 49% of Americans, if that's 300 million people, I'll do the math. You know, 150 million people aren't paying anything. Put in $5 each, a little for the kitty, you know, a little something for the effort. It's disturbing when you talk about fair share. How much is enough? We can go through the percentages again that the top 1% are paying most of the budget, the top 5% paying even more. But 49% aren't paying anything. It's crazy. We need to stop this nonsense, the finger-pointing, the divisive talk of class warfare that Obama and the Democrats want to push on you. Stop believing it. Don't believe it. It's nonsense, pure and simple. When it comes down to it, this election cycle, we have one thing to be worrying about. and that's the budget. It doesn't matter what you want to spend your money on if you don't have any money to spend. We need to balance the budget. Call your congressman. Tell them to get a vote on the budget again, the balanced budget amendment. Let's get it done. And if you're not going to do the amendment, at least balance the budget. Debbie Stabenow, you haven't even passed a budget. It's ridiculous. This is your turn to do something. This year, you can't just vote. You got to get out and talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends. Make sure they're voting. Make sure they understand what's at stake. We cannot keep spending trillions of dollars that we do not have. You have to pay the bill sooner or later. I'm not sure who we're going to have to pay when that bill comes. I'm not sure how we're going to pay that bill. Are we going to have to give away half our country? We'll take California and everything west of the Mississippi, maybe, to make payments to whoever we owe the trillions and trillions of dollars on? The scary thing is, who owns that debt? Who's carrying it? Is it the Chinese? Is it the Saudis? I don't know. Is it some clandestine worldwide organization? The Bilderbergs? I don't know. I don't like having that kind of debt hanging over my head. That's the sword of Damocles. We need to stop doing that. Let's take another look at divisiveness. Hillary Rosen this week said something very nasty about Ann Romney, Mitt Romney's wife. Let's hear track six, Derek.
What you have is Mitt Romney running around the country saying, well, you know, my wife tells me that what women really care about are economic issues. And when I listen to my wife, that's what I'm hearing. Guess what? His wife has actually never worked a day in her life. She's never really dealt with the kinds of economic issues that a majority of the women in this country are facing in terms of.
Yeah. So you're saying mothers, stay-at-home moms, aren't workers? I think there was a study done a few years ago where they said the amount of work mothers, stay-at-home moms do and housewives do, it's huge. I mean, it was equivalent of like a $70,000 job or better. I can't remember what the study said. But that is a job. Raising your children, taking care of a household is a job. I guess you could bring in some illegal aliens and have them take care of the kids and take care of your house. But what's the point? You should be staying at home with your kids while you can. You want to take care of your kids. But for this woman, Hillary Rosen, to say something like that is outrageous. Who is Hillary Rosen, besides being a pundit for the left? She happens to be a managing director of public affairs and communications practice of, guess who? SKD Knickerbocker. Where have we heard SKD Knickerbocker? Let me think. Oh, was that Anita Dunn, also a managing editor at SKD Knickerbocker, the lady who was holding the dog collar on Sandra Fluck? You remember Sandra Fluck, right? Pay for my contraception so I can have unmitigated sex all over the place. We needed to pay for that too, didn't we? Well, it's funny how this all keeps running back to the Obama administration. Now, to see how the media plays into this, let's listen to another track from CNN. Now, people say CNN is middle of the road, MSNBC is on the left, and Fox is on the right. Really? Let's listen to this track from contributor John Fugelsang from CNN. That's track seven.
Once I heard the entire context of what she said, I completely defend the substance of her statements, because she was not in any way attacking Ann Romney for being a stay-at-home mom, or in this case, a stay-at-five-homes mom.
A stay-at-five-homes mom. Oh, she's rich. She has five homes. That makes her a bad person? They're successful? That makes her bad? Again, since when is it bad to be successful in this country? And I'm done with CNN. When I watch that smarmy John Fugelsang, it's like watching Rachel Maddow. Smarmy, insensitive, rotten to the core, these people are. And again, you got to go to the Daily Drift, click on, or Current Online, click on the Daily Drift, and watch the videos of these people. It's disgusting. The looks on their face. It'd be one thing if it was just radio. But the smarminess, the insensitivity is outrageous. Now, for his part, the president came along and said, he apologized for it. Let's listen to track eight, Derek.
That there's no tougher job than being a mom. And you know, when I think about what Michelle had to do, when I think about my own mom, a single mother raising me and my sister, that's work. So anybody who would argue otherwise, I think, probably needs to rethink their statement. More broadly, I don't have a lot of patience for commentary about the spouses of political candidates. My general view is those of us who are in public life, you know, we're fair game.
Okay, so that's his apology, but don't tell me he wasn't controlling Hillary Rosen, because she's been to his office 35 times recently. So is he apologizing because he means it, or is this just an opportunity for Mr. Obama to, look like a good guy? Something to ask yourself. Look deeper through the smoke and mirrors and find out. Do your homework. Until next week, we'll see you. Thanks for catching the drift.